Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today, I don't want to hear any judgment from our listeners because
they're not going to judge us because they already know.
We are drinking our first ever boxed wine.
Yes.
And so this one, unfortunately, it's unfortunately not Sasha and Sheree approved. It's only 13%.
No.
It is.
Let me go look, because I definitely had one. The one I had was definitely 13.5.
Nah, the box I have is 13. I looked.
Huh?
Am I getting gypped again on my percentages?
I feel like maybe, because I definitely, because I picked this one for the fact that it was 13.5.
Well, Sheree's box may be 13.5.
I don't understand these things.
Mine is 13. It's probably the year. But we are sipping on, and it's actually, y'all don't hate on this box wine, because it's actually a very good box wine. It is called the Black Box, and it is a Pinot Noir. What I like most about said boxed wine is it is actually four bottles of wine in a box.
How about that?
And it's like $20. So the price of a bottle,
you get four. Approved, you get two glasses and you there.
Exactly. But we are drinking on the Black Box Pinot Noir. My mother-in-law, if you've listened to any amount of the show, my mother-in-law is the person who introduced me to wine drinking, and she actually drinks the Black Box wine a lot.
I've seen it around. So like the thing about that I like about it is that I've seen it around, because I don't know about y'all, but I like to find wines that I don't always want a bottle of wine. You know, I like to call them the shorty 40s. You know, I like sometimes like the one or two glass little bottles. And I know that box wine is one of them. So I'm sure that I've had that one before for that reason. Apothic has it in little two packs.
Yeah.
I look for those because I'm like, sometimes you just don't want to buy an entire bottle.
So we actually last year during the first height of the pandemic, since we seem to be rounding our way into another one.
Says 13.
I told you.
I just want you to know, look, listeners, I am sorry. Because I literally read the one that I had, and maybe it was the one that I saw, that specific one was 13.5. Oh!
So when we went to Massanutten last July, I think it was, with another couple friend of ours, and they were hating on Richard and I for bringing said boxed wine. But we were like, I mean, it's a box. It's four bottles of wine. Like, there's four of us. It'll last, right? They tasted it and immediately were like, oh, we judged you incorrectly. Like, this is actually good wine. So we are drinking the Pinot Noir, which we don't have a lot of, actually. But this is a really... Normally, I drink the box wine, the Black Box Merlot. But we're drinking the Pinot Noir. And it says that it features enticing aromas of strawberry, red cherry. It has complimentary notes of toasty oak, fresh berry, and cocoa flavors that lead to a delicate and lingering finish. It says that it's good with roasted chicken or duck, cheese, grilled trout, and vegetables. So, Sheree, thoughts?
I love it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, full disclosure, we got this a couple of days ago, because we were supposed to meet up and do. And then I was like, it's four fucking bottles.
I'll
have enough. And so, like, pretty much, yeah. And it's small for it to be four bottles. You know how you look at something and I say, how?
Like, how? Well, because it fits in the box.
Fits in a box. So I'm sitting here like, I don't know how this is.
Let the little bag that's inside is super condensed.
It is, but I like it. So I think that I like Pinot Noirs. I don't think I dislike them. I'm trying to remember.
I thought, because we don't have them a lot on the show, I thought that they were a richer wine.
Noirs is the ones that I used to drink when I wanted to really feel fancy.
Well, when I poured it, I was like, oh, this is like, it's not like a deep red
No, it's a
wine.
very
It's a
cute,
very
it's a cute
light,
color. Let me
and
call it
it's
a cute.
very light. So when I poured it, it actually is more like when you first poured it, it was like more pinkish than
Do you know
red.
what it made me think of? You remember our sipping paint? Like, I mean,
Oh, yes.
our wine watercolor.
Yes.
It looks almost exactly like that. Like we were making a Pinot Noir.
Yeah, so when I poured it, I was like, am I gonna like this? 'Cause it doesn't seem very like full bodied because it's so light in color. But it's very good, y'all.
So it's really
Stray
good.
and I've
I
been
mean,
talking for like the past hour before we started recording, and we've been just drinking wine. Wow.
like we like you didn't get our ex immediate first taste of this because we were like, yeah, sipping.
Yeah, we just
I
been
went and
drinking
got a
it.
new one. It was like 1 second, let me refill
And that
because I
should
had
tell
a
you something,
taste.
because this is a wine that we will actually drink.
Like, yeah, no. I mean, I actually really do like it. And I do taste the notes that they were talking about. So I'm like, eh, I will now venture and try more. I mean, they're not
Because there's another.
13.5, but 13% is nothing to shirk at. So I'll
Not
give
when you
them.
got four bottles of it and you just gotta do a little like a water cooler joint.
You should have seen me. Oh my gosh. So here's okay. So y'all, the one thing I will say is please let that be the first thing you open. Don't try to do it when you've already had something. Because I was like, okay. So it gives good
It
instructions,
does. They're on the
but it
bottom of the
scares
box if
you
you're looking.
because it scares you because if you've never done it, you're like, so I pull this out and it's just supposed to stay. And then I was like, oh, it actually works really easily.
It
It does
does.
not drip. It does not have
Nope.
any leakage. I was like,
Nope. Good
I said
wine.
they have cornered the market. That is that
Yeah, it's a
I am
good
going to
wine.
try
And
all of them.
literally, it's like $20
It's
for four
$20 for a
bottles
bottle.
of wine. So.
If we're being technical, this is a $5 a bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. So
And
very
it tastes, but
economical.
it tastes really good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a cheap wine. And even more important, it will not leave you feeling as if you were drinking a
That's what
cheap
I was
wine.
worried, say the headache thing. Y'all, I'm sorry if you hear me start to sound like Snuffleupagus, y'all. I just want
Getting
y'all
through some
to
allergies right
know.
now.
I've moved, so woo-hoo, but that means I've kicked up dust for a week, and so like my nose is just like,
Go ahead, drink some more. It'll clear all that shit out.
no, my body is just like fuck you. Like I literally am just like I can't breathe. So if you hear me every once in a while start to sound like my voice just goes to a like another level and then nasally, I'm fine. I'm fine.
It's not the Rona, y'all.
It's not
It's
Rona.
just dust.
It's literally like I'm allergic to dust, like allergy tested, allergic to dust.
So in any event, we
Yeah,
are
but
drinking, like
wonderful
I
that you're
said,
drinking wine.
Black Box Pinot Noir, good wine. We suggest you go and try it. And today we are talking about Jesus.
I was going to say it's wonderful that we're drinking red wine because, amen, blessed be. We're talking about religion.
Raji, just go ahead and throw in some gospel right now.
Or else, But no, I was like, because wine is very important to our
Our religion,
shared
yes.
religion.
So we wanted actually to talk about this, because our experiences with religion, I think, are different. But
Yes, I think that's the one thing that I don't know. Like, you always say, so yeah, I know y'all have heard us say, Sasha has always said, I'm a better Catholic than her. And I'm like,
You
I'm
are, and
convert.
you
Like,
just became a
I'm a
Catholic.
baby Catholic, but.
So I think our experiences with religion are obviously very different, but I think we also wanted to kind of talk about too, like what we plan on doing with our kids, because I did read an article, and it wasn't anytime recently, and I'll try to find it so I can link it in the show notes, that said a lot of quote unquote millennial parents are raising their kids without religion.
Man, I can believe it and see. I can absolutely understand it because
Well, and to
organized religion as a
sucks
whole
right now.
sucks ass.
Yeah. And so like and to be perfectly upfront and candid, we got Stokely baptized Catholic. But we don't really like he's never really been to church. I think he's been once or twice with my mother-in-law. We don't do prayers or anything like that. We don't like talk about Jesus or anything like that. And that's not because my husband and I don't believe in God or Jesus, because my husband's also Catholic. He went to Catholic school his entire life, growing up going to church. we both, like, I got confirmed as an adult so that way I could get married in the Catholic Church, because you're supposed to do that in the eighth grade, if you didn't know, guys. And I
I
was
just want you to
19.
know that she said, if you want to know Sasha's
Yeah, I did it
religious
so I could get
beliefs,
married in the Catholic
she did
Church.
this as an adult, not because she found like some
Not
path
because I
and she
found
was
closer
like,
to
not because
Jesus.
she was like, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm grown closer in my faith. And now, no, it was, oh, I got to get married. I got to get confirmed so that I can get married in the church. Let me get that done. Like, it was a checkbox
And
on
I
her
did it in
path,
college.
please.
This should also tell you where I knew my relationship with my husband was heading, because I did it in college.
So that she could be
So that
married.
way, when we were ready, I was always ready, but that way, when we were ready to get married, I would be like, oh, checked off the box. So that's our take on religion. And my husband and I did go through a period when he first became a police officer, especially when he was on the streets. He's
Oh,
not on the streets
yeah.
anymore. We would literally pray every day
I
before he
remember
went to
that. I
work.
remember that.
And like when my dad passed away, and like Richard came running to the house, literally my dad was still in bed, passed away. Rich, the first thing Richard did when he walked into the house was like started praying. So he's definitely, we're definitely, I would say, spiritual people.
Yeah, I actually we're going to get into that because there's a long, whole big thing about like the spiritual versus religious thing. So
Yeah.
where what about us? So us on the Cyrus side
Cyrus is the son of a
slash
deacon.
yes, okay. So Brandon was born. Brandon was very much so like all of y'all. He was, well, not like all of you, but like Richard. He was born Catholic. Well, born and raised Catholic. Catholic schools all his life.
And I'll be
Son
upfront,
of a deacon of the Catholic Church.
before I met Cyrus, before I met Richard, before I met our best friend Marcus, the idea of Black Catholics was not something I thought was that existed.
I was going to say, I want you to know that Sasha is very much so the quintessential Catholic that I've
Oh,
seen.
definitely.
Like,
Now,
absolutely.
my dad was like an altar boy. Like, he grew up going to
Did you know
church.
that Brandon was too? And it was
I
so
can
funny
definitely
that,
see
like,
that.
I can, it was a lot that I realized. Like you said, Black Catholics didn't under, I, what? I
Yeah,
didn't
it's not
understand
something
that.
you see a
It's
lot
not
of.
something I saw, but funny enough, so I was raised AME. So if anyone doesn't know, that's African Methodist Episcopalian. Okay. So I was raised that, and actually that's like the church I remember, my first church that I joined when I was like 9 of age to be able to join a church. It was that one. As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law and I had the same church for a moment in time. I did not realize that, but
Interesting.
I was AME. I then went and became non-denominational because, as you know, you lose that, you go away from that church. College, I joined a non-denominational church because at the end of the day, I was like, there was no specific practices that was like, oh, I'm tied to this. I was like, I very much so believe in God. And
Episcopalian is not, it's different from being like Baptist or Methodist, right?
oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my friend, Baptist is something that I was just like there's certain churches that
Well, I know
I'll
there's
go to.
Baptist. I always feel like there's Baptist, and then there's like Southern Baptist, which
So
is
there's
like its
Baptist,
whole.
Southern Baptist, and then there's holiness churches. And now those are the ones that holiness churches, my cousin, they're another form, they're another branch off of like that whole thing. Those are the shouters, just so you know you've seen.
Oh, I
So if you've
see.
seen the ones where everyone is dun 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 dun, dun and the organ gets playing and you just be like
I
praise
already
God.
know. I already know what you're talking about.
That's a holiness church. And I've been to that a few times, quite a few times, because I
I'm not
have
gonna
family
lie.
members.
Those churches look fun, though.
So here's the thing. It's not fun when you watch it, because usually when you're there, you can't, like, they're long. Oh gosh, you, oh, look. So we just go, okay, everyone's died down. Okay. Oh, okay. So, oh, this person's rev back up. Oh, now they're rev. Oh, okay. So we're going to start the music back up. Are you serious? This is a funeral. Oh,
I will
I
say
just,
that
I don't
the good
have.
thing about Holy Comforter, you in it for an hour. It's an hour you done. It's an hour. And I
So.
am the type of Catholic, and this is why I say Sheree's a better Catholic than I do. Y'all go to church. I literally, and I did not at all during COVID, my only church going day of the year, and I mean this
Was
literally,
Easter.
is Easter.
I was going to say Easter.
And it's the same exact service. Monsignor says the same thing
I know. I was going to
every
say you can't pretty much get the exact same message. I
same one.
had the chance to switch it up, but okay. So that was like me in college, and then I basically was non-denominational when I met Brandon and everything like that. But I did know one thing. I did know is that I wanted my child to be raised similarly to me. Like I wanted him, like, to have a church, a relationship with God. When I met Brandon, and I'm like, he's Catholic. Blew my mind as well. I was like, Black Catholics, like, what is what, help
And we
me
know so
understand
many
that.
of them.
And we know a lot of them. I was like, my eyes were, I know I have more friends that I know that are Black Catholics that I was like, what?
Yeah, because when I tell people that Richard is a Catholic, they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah,
I was
like
like, and
more
all
than
of
I
his
am.
family, but like not only them, all of like I said, it's like it opened my eyes, but also like that's why when you say I'm a better Catholic than you, it's just really funny to me because really I looked at
But you converted. You
Catholicism, huh?
converted to
Well, see,
Catholicism.
this is when you say converted, it sounds so crazy, but for me,
Because I do.
I joined a church that I liked.
But I think a lot of people
And I it
think,
just took a few extra steps.
a
That's
lot of people
exactly
think,
how I looked
though,
at it.
that Catholicism is not the same as Christianity.
It definitely is. I mean,
But
now
you, no, but
it's
people think
old,
it's
but
not,
I know it's
like if
very
you're
old.
not.
It's because it's the old, because we have, if for anyone who's not religious, and will, the 10 second breakdown is Catholic Church was the church
It was
when
the
they
first
talk
one.
about the church. Okay. If you hear the old times, medieval and all that talking about the
It
church.
was the Catholic
That was
Church.
the Catholic Church. Divorce and all that happened. One of them kings, I
He
think
was
it was
like, nope, but
Henry
now I'm
the Eighth,
Christian.
and he was like, nah, we just get ready to. That was where Protestant, protest, and Protestant. So now every single thing that's not Catholic is Protestant.
But there are a surprising number of people who do not believe that Catholics are Christian, which is obviously not the case because
I don't
Jesus.
understand
Like,
how
if
that
you believe
is.
in
No, I
Jesus.
believe that's just someone who really just does. I think that's just someone who, like, there's a lot of issues within. And I will say this, like, the biggest thing for me when I became, when I converted to from Catholicism, because I was not baptized as a kid. So I truly,
Yeah, you got
fully
to get
enrolled. I
baptized and
never, yeah.
everything. Yeah.
So yeah, like I was like, I know that I'm saved and all that. I done did all the, confessing, belief, and all those things. But I said, huh, I definitely don't remember ever being dunked in the water. So I'm pretty sure. Mom, did it happen when I was a baby? She's like, nah, okay, cool. All right. No, I need to go ahead, dunk me in some water, please. Just cover that all up. Because, well, that's one thing that you could say. If you don't believe it's Christianity, that is because Father, Son, Holy Spirit, if you were baptized, you don't have to be rebaptized as a Catholic. And there are some religions who you have to be rebaptized if
I
you
mean, the
were.
main difference with Catholicism is the view of Mary.
Yeah,
She's
with
placed in a
Mary and the
different
saints, right?
regard.
Mary and her, and also like the saints and intercessors and everything. And
And
no, we
then
don't. I know
like
we don't worship Mary.
no, we don't worship Mary. But then like, the whole bread and wine thing. It's
Like
a different
the belief,
experience.
the trans, is it transmutation? I cannot remember the
Girl,
name of it.
I don't know.
It's basically that the most Catholics, I will say, traditionally believe, like they actually believe. It's not like a, oh, there's the water. Okay, so most Christians believe like when you
It's a
take
symbol.
communion, it's a symbol.
Yeah.
Catholics don't believe that.
No, it is infused. It's
It
it
is
turns
actually, it
into the
turns
blood
into the blood and the
and
wine. They
body
believe
of
that this
Christ.
is the
Yes.
process and things like that. Like I said, here's the thing that I remember and what also helped me along in this process. Meeting Brandon was the thing that helped me along this process because you know Brandon. But on top of that,
Also a
I
very good
got to
Catholic.
ask him a whole lot of questions about like his thoughts on the Catholic Church. Everyone knows the scandals of child abuse and everything. Funny enough, he was like, the church, and I asked him specifically because I said, yo, what's your take on that? And I mean, I'm asking you because I know that it's a really touchy subject. I was actually in the middle of like my RCIA, which is the process, the conversion classes. It's like their Christian class, it's their Catholic classes.
Sunday school.
Yeah, it's their Sunday school for people
Adults.
who for adults. So I asked him and he said something that was so profound and so simple that I was like, man, motherfuck, that was easy. And so I said, well, what do you think about that? And like the whole scandal, he said, The church is run by man. Whenever you have man, there's flaw. And whenever you have a flaw, that's it. He said, especially if you add in an organized religion and the fact that the Catholic Church is an organization and one of the big organizations. I said, wherever there's organization and power in man, there's flaws, there's cover-ups, and there's power. And I just was like, and he's left, and I was just like, shit, that was
I
something.
mean, that's
Because the thing is, like,
my mom explained religion to me the same way. She was like, you know, religion is not perfect because it's run by men. People are not perfect. It's people's interpretation of things, and so they're going to get it wrong. And like, I think most Catholics will have the view that our personal relationships with God and Jesus is different from the organization of the Catholic Church. Like, nobody fucks with the Catholic Church that way. Like, we're like, nah, it's a shitty institution. They're rich as fuck. Like, they have a lot of money that they could spend on doing good things.
Well,
Like,
they let me say, I will say that they do a lot good. They do now, they are known the good that they do, like Catholic
they
Charities, Melbourne,
do. Like, Jesuit
the
priests are
amount of,
amazing,
yeah, like
but
the good things that they do are
the
like,
amount of
wow.
money that the Catholic Church is sitting on in
Oh, yeah.
Vatican City, which
Oh,
is the
yeah.
smallest country in the world.
I forget it's a country, just to
It
leave.
is a country within
It's a
Italy.
city country, yeah.
It's smallest one in the world. So rich. So rich.
Yeah, because people who follow, because as we get into it, like the followers of religion, they leave their like whole entire wealth to that. The one thing that I will say is that in the process of me doing a lot of that soul searching, because I will give the credit of, for me, I looked at it as me just joining a church in a different way. So that's why I was like, conversion was
Because
like not
Cyrus never
this big
asked
thing.
you for
No,
any
he
of it.
didn't. And the thing is that it was
And it was well after y'all got married.
fully my choice. My son had already been baptized. Like my son is an older Christian than, I mean, an older Catholic than me, just so you know, because mine, and it was like 2 years ago. It was right before, it was right before the pandemic
COVID.
would have been 1 year, but we were shut down. That was the year that it would have been 1 year for me. But like, it was one of those things that, like, even talking to my friends who were Jewish, who once again, another very big organized religion with a lot of historical roots, he's like, that same, they said, that same thing happens over there. They just cover it up the same way.
I
And I
knew
said,
somebody who I used to work with him, and he's since moved, but he was not Jewish and married a Jewish girl
Oh.
and converted to Judaism. And I
Wow.
thought it was so interesting
That
because
is.
you normally don't go, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way. I mean it in a linear Bible way, backwards. Like, you don't go from believing in Jesus to then
And now,
saying
just
that
saying that he's, well, yeah, because they believe, like, because I think they believe
the
that
Bible
he,
stops at the Old Testament for
well,
most
also they
Jewish people.
believe that he's just a man. Like they
The
just believe,
same
like,
as Muslims. He was just,
yeah.
especially, you know,
Well, Muslims actually believe that, like,
he was a
they believe,
prophet.
like, he's a prophet, just like there's a long line of prophets. So they believe he's a one of
I was
prophets.
the way that I look at religion.
Jewish people just believe he's a man. If he, like, if he's a man,
Yes.
just
The
like
way that
how
I look at,
you,
and they also don't believe in heaven or hell.
yeah.
The way that I look at religion as far as the three Abrahamic,
Yes,
Abrahamic,
Abrahamic.
there we go, religious. You got Jewish people who come first, then you got your Christians, and then you got the ones who took it a step further, and those are the Muslims.
I think, but actually, I think that it switched Islam. Because so this is what I will say. If y'all want to know
Muhammad
my
came after
take on,
Jesus, though.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
I
I think he
couldn't
comes
remember.
after
But let me tell
Jesus.
you why I like.
I think no Jesus, Jesus Muhammad.
Sure, let's go with that. Like, I'm gonna just go with. Let me
Any
tell you.
Muslims, please correct this.
Look, this is what I say. I will say that I do appreciate Saint Teresa's, or at least Monsignor East, because when I was in RCIA, he would let us know what of the Judaic calendar it was, what month it was. They have a part of it where it's just history. So for anyone who doesn't understand what you do go through when you're doing, and I will say that this probably is why I'm quote unquote a better Catholic than you, because there's three levels to the process for me. It was first just the exploration, and I don't, it's not called exploration, but it's the inquiry period, where we're just learning information. We're learning history, we're learning the meanings behind it, we're learning the histories of overall Catholicism, but also where it lines and where it falls in line and how they all converge and how they actually, whereas a lot of people think that Catholics look at themselves as so separatists, if you're really speaking to someone, especially like priest and everything like that, they actually have it intertwined just as much. Like they, at least the ones that, now I
I
don't know
mean,
everywhere,
it's
but
just
the
it's a
Lee
different
styles.
branch of the
So
same tree.
exactly. So like I was able to get all these answers and questions and anything like that. Then finally you say, okay, so are you going to become a Catholic? Are you moving forward? So I did the first third of like the whole process. It's just me look like learning.
Learning,
And do you want to continue?
yeah.
Then I'm actually becoming a catechumen, which is what the word is when you're about to be a Catholic, like you're about to be baptized. But that first period is like, you don't have to. You can just come learn and say, not right now, not for me. My heart's not pulled in the right
Man.
way. Like it's a lot of soul searching and everything like that. And then you get to the place where you're like, okay, so now we're getting ready to like be welcomed. We are entering into the whole period. And then that's when we're learning deeper and
Yeah.
deeper. I was like, this is kind of cool. So I enjoyed it. And I also have a godmother because like you have to be sponsored. So I have a
Do.
godmother that was, you know, I was like, do I know anyone Catholic? No, sir. I know a lot of people who are
I
Catholic,
could
but
have been your godmother.
Sasha, you would have had to come every week to that and you would have had to be
Oh.
highly involved. And I already, just like I said,
I could have been your God. You deprived
I'm fine.
me
Look,
of
okay,
the
so I'm
chance
just, let me
to
tell
be
you
your Godmother.
my take on religion
God,
is
I just want you
I
to
do
know.
everything I need to do to make it, and I'm not getting ready to set myself up.
I want all of our listeners to know that if Sheree would have picked me to be her godmother, I would have, for the rest of her and my life, referred to her as my goddaughter always. Like, it would have been like, oh, hey, goddaughter. Like, we would be recording right now, and I'd be like, yeah, my goddaughter, Sheree.
I just want you to understand that like I've never in my life, like don't you sass your mother. I never, not ever, would I ever. But no, like I was just like, whatever. But let so going to why but going to into the like whole process. Now I did get when I got married, basically, me and Brandon, we had the ceremony, which it was much easier for me because like I had the what they call unbaptized versus Catholic. So for me, our process, we couldn't do communion. So, because you know, like
Yeah,
you two had
we
like
did communion.
mass.
Yeah,
Y'all had mass.
we did
We
not
don't
have
have,
mass actually.
well, I mean,
Did not have a full
y'all
mass because
had
I was like, I'm
prayer.
not sitting in church for a 3-hour wedding.
No.
I just want the nicety stuff.
You
Again,
wanted to be
not a
able to
good
be
Catholic.
here,
I want
but
it in the
like
church.
you wanted it in the church, and you also wanted to, like, you had more of the traditional pieces that
Yes, we
I
did do.
had
I
the
think we
four
had communion. Yeah,
readings.
yeah.
So y'all didn't see you didn't see my
Your
in the
Catholic wedding,
church,
your church wedding, no.
my in the church. But also the other thing that I didn't know, like, is that like this is a really an organized religion in a way that I didn't understand. Because if you want to have an outdoor wedding, in the Catholic Church,
You
like when you're
can't.
Catholic, you can't. Well, you have to ask special permission from the Vatican.
Yeah.
I said, what? I mean, no,
Yeah,
from the Archdiocese.
you can only, and that is a major difference with Catholicism. You can only get married. You a priest, any priest that's marrying somebody outside, they're not Catholic. Like
Well,
you have,
no, you can. They
yeah,
probably
but
just
the
had a church
vast
there.
majority of
No, what
folks.
they did is they probably had a church set, like they did like me. So
Oh,
I had
yes.
the week before,
So
I
you were
had
married.
no, like the week before about a Catholic church I was married,
Yes.
my wedding certificate said the 18th. And that's the reason why afterwards I could take out and have whatever service I wanted.
Yeah.
I could have had no, I could have had almost like a secular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the outside one was just whatever. They was like, you can have whatever. Like I had to have at mine
Yeah.
four readings. It was four readings. I was like, four readings? Yes, four readings. And all of the things. But I will say that the beautiful part of that is that like I look back on it and I have a beautiful memory because my father-in-law was involved in that, where he was not for my one that has, he was not didn't say anything or have a piece in the one
And the
that I
church
had
one.
outside, but the
Oh,
church
yes.
one he did.
Oh, yeah.
So he like so like looking back with the memories and things like that, he baptized Brendan.
Yeah.
So like I have a lot of wonderful memories that I'm
He
like, those
was,
things would not be able to have
I can't
happened.
remember. I feel like he was there. He must
I
have
mean,
been there when
he was
Stokely
at
was
Holy Comforter. If he
baptized.
was not at your wedding, I'd be surprised.
I don't know
I
if he
don't
was
think
at
he
our
was.
wedding. But I feel like he might have been there when Stokely was
He
baptized.
was, because it was, yes, it was after a church service. He was there,
It
unless
was
he
at
was
the
sick.
church. Yeah. Well, that's why I can't remember if he was actually there. But so did you and Cyrus like talk about like how you wanted to have religion at all for Brendan, or was it
I
like,
wanted us to go to church together. I did
okay.
say I wanted us to be like, I wanted us to in going to church together. So hit the way he was raised, and he was raised in a mixed religions household because his mother is AME and his father Catholic. The Catholic Church has changed a lot since then because it used to be your children had to be raised
Yep, my
Catholic. Now,
that's why Richard and his sister are Catholic, because my father-in-law is not Catholic, but my mother-in-law is. So you have to raise your kids Catholic back in the
and
day.
now they that now when me and Brandon were getting married, they said no. They was like, if it would, they said this is what they said. They prefer if the children be raised Catholic. However, if it will cause the demise of the relationship, like if it was a sticking point where
We'd
it's like,
rather you just love
yeah, we'd
God.
rather you just be together because divorce is damn
Is
sure
that's a
not.
no-no.
There is no divorce. So, like, if you're going to get divorced because you tried to raise your kids this way, no, it's cool. It's cool. We'll work on that on the back end. We'll work on them in the back end. So, no, we didn't talk about it in the way of like, I knew that Brandon being Catholic and they have a more of a, I would call ceremonious stuff. I was like, I'm perfectly fine with us having him have Catholic stuff. That was before I ever like was thinking of converting. I was like, I'm fine with him being baptized and everything, like being raised Catholic, because at the end of the day, I did not have a specific church or a tie to some place that I was like, this is what I want. I don't care. I was like, that's fine.
I
So
think.
I, but I did know like once I converted, like I was like, this is what I've wanted. Because I want us to go to church together. We go to church together. Brendan knows how to quote unquote pray, and he knows what church is. He also knows who Black Jesus is.
The real Jesus.
No, Black Jesus. Yes, Black Jesus. Because at St. Teresa's, y'all, you've been to St. Teresa's. They have the Black Jesus
I've
mural.
never been to Saint
You've
Teresa.
never been. Oh, they have Black Jesus mural. And so in, the funniest thing happened in school. And he goes to Catholic school, right? And I was fine with that too. I didn't like, I think that religion came up more when we were talking about school and education because I was like, do I want to pay to have him go to school just to be a go to a Catholic school? I didn't care. I went to public school. I'll be damned. They would show him pictures and they're like, who is this? J is for Jesus, the most important J word of all. Like the amount of things that they've connected in that school to
To
religion, the
Jesus.
Easter Bunny and all that. They like the Easter Bunny has ear, big ears for listening and a pure heart and what all this shit. And I was like, okay, that's nice. Okay. I appreciate that y'all are incorporating
Religious,
things that have
using it all.
nothing. Like, I appreciate that y'all are incorporating children's stuff into the religion stuff so that y'all don't ruin children. But they showed him white Jesus, and he's just like, I
That
don't know
ain't
who that
Jesus.
is. He said, I don't
No,
know who that
I don't know
is.
this man.
And
I've never
so
seen this
she was
man.
like, that's
Go ahead, play
ridiculous.
that
Because you know
Kiki.
they keep on
Play
saying,
Kiki.
like,
Say it. I hope I don't sound
the
ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
saint.
I've never seen this
I
man
do
in my
not know this
life. I
man.
do
I've
not
never
know this
seen him.
man.
I'm sorry to this
Sorry.
man. Like, yes, because he, and then I said, because I was like, I know that they told him. And I said, one second. I pulled up the little mural and I said, who's that? He says, Jesus. I said, oh,
I'm here for it.
unprompted. He was like,
I'm here
who
for
is
it.
Jesus?
So like Richard and I had a conversation not too long ago about, because we know Stokely's most likely gonna go to public school, at least for elementary school, and middle school. And so we talked about what does that mean as far as getting him his first communion or getting him confirmed, because those things when you go to Catholic school, it happens within the school, right? When I was a kid, since I didn't go to Catholic school, but my parents obviously were Catholic, my mom for a couple of years was a Sunday school teacher. And so, which is really weird. I forget about those days. I blacked them out for some
Like, I was
reason
going to
and
say,
randomly
like, it's
remember
really
them.
funny that you did that. Like, did you grow up going to church?
So we didn't go to church, but I got baptized Catholic. My mom taught Sunday
First
school while
communion.
I was going through my first communion, because if you don't do it in school, you have to do it on Sundays when you're around 7 years old. And so I had my first communion, and then confirmation is normally in the eighth grade. That she missed. That was, I think at that point she was like, this is on you. Like, if you want me to take you. Well, I think
that's how it's supposed to be, because yeah, like, I think that's the purpose.
She was kind of like, if you want me to take you, then, you know, we'll find a Sunday school type thing.
Sasha, we already know based on past episodes, but Sasha was in eighth grade.
In the eighth grade, I was loving boys. That's
okay, like, just so you actually understand.
It was the summer before ninth grade though. Okay, guys.
Okay, was it still like around the time that you could be confirmed?
Definitely.
Okay, absolutely. Your eyes were not on Jesus. It was on another they body. Were not. It was not on they it was on not. Another body.
It was not. But okay. We had a conversation, like, you know what, because I asked him, because he's always been much more religious than I've been. Like, he knows more about the church than I do. He knows more about the Bible and things like that. And so I asked him, like, are we going to do those things for Stokely? Because, you know, I'll have to find him, you know, a church that we can do it at, or Sunday school and things like that. And he was kind of like, I mean, it's up to you. Like, so it's not really important to him if he goes through those things. And so it really got me thinking about how we plan on raising him. And so, like I said, Sophie has no idea who Jesus is. We're not heathens, y'all. Like,
no, they are. She keeps on saying this, and I just want you to know everything that she's saying is like heathen warning. Let me tell you, she's a heathen, but heathens aren't bad. That's the problem. See, we always like,
because I'm a caveat. I would say again, it's not like I don't believe in Jesus or God, right?
But like, this is how, in a lot of times, like when you have children, you don't realize like how you want them
religious or unreligious,
like,
you are
religious or unreligious, like you don't realize like, okay, what do you want?
Yeah,
there's some people who are never going to be like they I just saw a story today about the damn tooth fairy on the news about how the prices for the tooth fairy are going up, and I said, this is a real fucking story, are you serious? Like, are you serious?
The bitch with the tooth fairy, people getting $5.
That's what I'm saying. So like, but so like, I'm like, there are some people who like do the whole Easter bunny, tooth fairy, Santa Claus, and then there's some people who are just like, not in my house.
Yeah,
more of that. So like, it's all about raising your kids. Doesn't mean that you're a heathen. You are a heathen. It's okay. But I call you a heathen out of love. Just like if you were my godmother, you would. That's why you couldn't be my godmother. You don't see a church, but once again, you think you're going to be. I've got to look to you to it to forget it.
Yes. Yes.
No, thank you. I'm all right. I think my chance.
But like when we went to Italy, we went to the Vatican. We walked around the Vatican, like, because it was important for me.
No,
and
I think
for us as Catholics, like, if we were, I mean, with us being Catholic, if we were gonna be in Italy and be in Rome, it was like, well, we have to go see the Vatican. Like,
that's why I say, at the end of the day, I don't think that you like. Not thinking about how you want it to. It's not at the forefront, because at the end of the day, I will say it like this. I want him to have his own personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
That does not mean he has to be Catholic. He's going to be raised Catholic. However, like I said, the amount of people I know who are Catholic that I've never known were Catholic, never knew, never seen a
And I, like, if
a
I
had rosary, to, girl, the rosary I, is what I was like, trying to say.
Technically, like, if I had to say what I am now, you know, I grew up Catholic. I've gone through the Catholic rituals. I still like say that I'm Catholic, but I'm probably closer to being agnostic. It's not the same as atheist, guys.
I was going to say agnostic. You believe in
there's a higher power.
But,
yeah, there's like, something there
specific. Not ascribing to one specific. I mean, that's why I say the spiritual versus religious. I will say that everybody has a sense of spirituality. Like, whether that be the crystals and Wiccan and sage and all that. There are some people who believe that because I do yoga, that yoga and Christianity.
Oh, they don't go hand in hand. Yeah. Because that's Hinduism.
But it is not.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so many things that, like, if you sit there and say, oh, so you do that. I don't get into the judgy religion.
Yeah.
If you get to the place of judginess, then I immediately disregard you.
Yeah. I don't care about your religion at all.
Like, once you do that, then, like, I can go directly to the Bible where it says you don't judge someone.
And I think that that's my biggest problem with religion, because I like to think of myself as being very open-minded. I don't care who you love. I don't care who you marry. I don't care what you're doing. None of that stuff matters to me. And, like, the things that religion has prescribed to society I don't fucks with. Like, I'm pro-choice.
Well,
You
that's
know.
see, let me put it like this. I'll say I absolutely ascribe to religion in the sense of finding of faith. I do not subscribe to Christians.
Yeah.
So
Because
that's my
I
issue.
always say,
I
like,
don't do because
my.
the because if you look at everything that we're doing is an interpretation from something else,
Yeah.
and you know, about five different versions, the King James version, who
Yeah.
was King James. So it's like, you know, when you sit there and you actually
I
look
mean,
at religion,
the biggest lesson out of the Bible is that you are supposed to love other people, right? And so, like,
love
that's
the
what
like
I.
love your neighbor as you love yourself.
And that's what I take out of religion, which is why I'm always like, all of that other stuff doesn't matter, because the first rule is supposed to be to love everybody.
Judge not lest ye be judged.
Exactly.
Two things: judge
I ain't
not lest
perfect.
ye
I
be
ain't perfect.
judged,
So
and love thy neighbor as you shall love yourself. And then
yeah.
my favoritest, and I say yes, I say favoritest because my favoritest Bible verse is actually a song that we used to sing at my other, like when I was younger, which is First John, First John 7 and 8. First John 7 and 8. It's a song, but it's let us love one another because love is of God, and he who have love is born of God and know of God. If you don't love, basically, if you love God, you're of God. If you don't love God, you know, you don't know anything. Pretty
I
much
bet you that
love
you
God.
could probably guess what my favorite Bible verse is, because it is a quintessential
I was going
Libra
to say this.
Bible verse.
What?
It's about love.
Oh, love is patient, love is kind.
Sure is. It's my favorite Bible verse.
Love is patient, love is kind, love is never false. Like the
Doesn't
thing is,
envy,
like,
it doesn't boast,
so
it's not
yes,
proud.
not boastful and proud. So you want to know, like, when it comes to it, like, let me put it how, like, I want, this is what I want to raise my children to have, and this is what I want to have, like, in my life. I use religion as my guiding light. Whenever I'm down, whenever I'm like going through something, it is what keeps me. And I do like that's why I say it's not that I would say you say I'm a better Catholic. I've always been like this person, whether
Yeah.
I was like non-denominational, but like I look to like I will say a prayer like in a moment's
Yeah.
notice. I will sit down and just say it. Like I actually will pray over. I used to pray over Brandon and Brendan, like when we're having a really rough time, or else if
Yeah.
he was in a really rough
And it's like,
place,
even
I'll pray over him. Like I
like, I
believe
still
in the
pray.
power of prayer. Yeah, I
There's
believe in
still
the
things
power of
that,
prayer.
yeah.
And I do believe
Can tell
that
you
like
exactly who I'm praying
things,
to, but I'm
well,
definitely praying.
I believe thoroughly that I would go with the African American piece of it, and that is I will have something happen and I'll be like, that was definitely God. You know, where like say
Yeah.
something happens and you'll be like, that wasn't nothing but God, or that ain't nothing but the devil, one either or,
Yeah.
depending.
Yeah.
And like for example, this weekend, I mean, when we moved in, and you know, Brendan and me, like you know, Brendan in bed time has just always been a thing.
Yeah.
So he slept through the entire night,
And you're
not
like, look at
interrupted.
Jesus.
Look,
Look at
no, you know what I
Jesus.
said? I said, thanks, Dad. My
Yeah.
God, my father-in-law. Oh, like, see, so I believe that like the people who pass away become
Well,
like our angels and our
look at
guiding
my
spirit,
son. Who does
angels and
my son
things
look
like that.
like?
Yes. Like your dad. Like that's why I say it's like I look to, and some people will be like, oh, but that's what I mean. I just like my
Yeah.
spirituality
Well, that's
is
I.
not like if someone told me, oh, well, that's not Catholic, I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell
Yeah,
you.
because my take on, if you ever hear me talk about things, I always talk about like the universe, like, you know, what you put into. I'm very big on, you know, the energy you
Your
put
laws
into
of
the
attract
universe.
you're an attractionist, and I know you don't like to say, but
Yeah,
you
but
believe in
you know, the
law of
laws you put out
attraction.
into the universe, that's what you get back to you know, positive thought and things like that. That's how I do believe that there is something bigger than us, right?
Yes.
I think things happen for a reason. I think everything happens when it's meant to happen, type
I
stuff. Like,
also don't believe, like a lot of people have a hard time believing religion because of the bad things that happen. And I believe it like this. I don't understand the reasons why everything happens.
Yeah.
And that does not mean
And we're
that
not meant
just
to.
because God exists in my, and for me, just
No.
because God exists does not mean that other things can't happen. That
Yep.
doesn't mean like, oh, like he's let these bad things happen. Why do like the you know, it's natural for, it's okay to be mad. It's okay to
Well,
like, I don't
the
believe
argument
in
for that
this
is
like
just free
belief that,
will, right?
yeah, I don't believe like this belief like, oh, you know, you just have to have. I was like, nah, if sometimes you don't know, and sometimes you gotta have. I have real conversations. Like some people are like, I don't know how to pray. Oh, talk.
Just talk.
Look, be like, man, I don't know what you're trying to tell me, but ooh, you doing the number on me right now. You better tell me something now because I am getting frustrated. Like, it's okay to have that kind of conversation. Like, every person's relationship with God or a higher power or the universe is their own. And I
Yep.
think at the end of the day, that's where, like, I want Brendan to have his
Yeah.
own, like, understanding a relationship. Yes,
Yeah.
I'm gonna like put him on the path, but like
Yeah.
just like your mom did, where it was like at a certain point, it's like, you know, it's up
I
to
mean,
you.
and that's really my goal with Stokely, because I don't, like I said, we're not explicitly raising him or unexpl like we're not like not doing it on purpose. Like it just isn't something
It's
that
just
we're.
not a highlight of y'all. It's not a highlight. It's not
And
a
I
forefront.
want to point out though that that doesn't mean that we're, because I also think that people who are super religious think that if you raise your kids without religion, you're raising immoral kids. Like you have to,
Nah,
religion
I
equals moral.
so funny.
And that's,
So
yeah.
in this life right
Because
now,
my son is the most polite, knows good from bad
knows good from
little
bad.
boy
Yeah.
that there
Let me
is.
tell you what the funniest thing about this. So me and my brother were raised the same way. Here I am, converted Catholic. My husband has married someone who is a missionary, okay, in the church. So every once in a while, she's just like, my goal is one day. I was like, if your goal is to convert him, you're just not going to. I said, let me just be clear. My brother is very much so right from wrong. Like, he's just a good person.
Yeah.
You can't teach good.
Yeah.
Church doesn't teach you how to like to internally be a good person.
Yep.
My brother does not step foot in church, period.
Yeah.
Not he will no.
Not even on Easter?
No. For what? He'll go if like there's a special event or something that's like, happening that's important that you want him to
To
like
you, like if it's
he's
important to somebody else, that he goes.
like it's
Yeah.
like he'll go because like, oh, my wife is having her ceremony or she
Yeah.
wants us to go, or it's friends and family. He wasn't gonna go for my baptism. That's a 4-hour service. That is a long
He's like, Shirai, I
service.
ain't doing it. I'm not.
I didn't even ask him because it also fell on 420.
Oh, definitely not.
I'm not even gonna do that. I will always remember when I got baptized. I got baptized on 420 on the day of
You were
Amen
reaching the Most
holiday
High.
of
You
the
were reaching
religion for
the
those who
Most
smoke.
High.
I was giving myself over to
You are
But
of
no,
the
but
Most
like my
High.
brother is a overall good person, and
Yeah.
that's the reason why they work. It's like you're like, how can, because she goes to church, she go to church, she go to Bible study, she go to ministry stuff, she has classes,
Really?
she go to Sunday school, my nephew was in stuff, my nephew was baptized, and my brother was very supportive of it because he said,
Yeah.
I want you to have your own, like he was very proud when his son got baptized and
Yeah.
chose, because he was 13, I think, when he decided to be baptized. He's very supportive of it. He doesn't knock religion. He knocks religious organizations. He
Yeah.
does not believe in like pastors who are like, give me money, give me money. If you, I
Oh
believe
yes.
there's a seed that is being
I can't
sown. I
stand that.
hate
I
that.
forget what it's
Like
called, but
the
that certain
ones,
God, the prosperity gospel.
yeah, the ones where it's like, sow the seed of
Nope.
$100. And I'm just
No.
like, that to me is the
That's
most
greed. That's just,
absolute
that's
horrible
religion
thing.
at its
Where
worst.
you're telling somebody that the only way that they can get something out, that's not the same as tithing and whatever's in the Bible, but like, oh, if you have $50, bring it and sow that seed and put it into the buy into here. For what?
Yeah,
I don't believe that. I believe
because
that I
those
can have
churches ain't
zero
helping
dollars
nobody.
in my pocket and have more, just as much faith, if not more, than someone who has a million. And I
Yep.
just will never be that. Like, when you get into that, when you get into like the, oh, well, the Lord, like I was baptized with one of the more conservative pro-life people that I've known. However, when you talk to me and her, like the reason that me and her are able to like be close is because That's the pro-life that I'm okay with.
No.
She doesn't condemn anyone who's, you know, she doesn't condemn anyone who's had an abortion. She doesn't judge in that way. She's like, no, she said what her pro-life is the way that pro-life should be. She's like, I just believe that we're in a really sad state of life where people feel like that is the only choice. And I
No.
don't believe that that is the only choice, but how can we make people see it's not the only choice? But we have to take care of this. We have to take care of that. We have to take care of this. And I said, girl, me and you are okay. Because at the end of the day, me and you differ on the fact that I believe it's personal choice in terms of like it's no one's business, one way or another. But the fact that she agrees that the reason that she wants to do certain things and the way that she's lobbying and doing stuff is because at the end of the day, she's like, no, we need to be able to like take care of children. We need to
Exactly.
raise poverty. We need to make sure that people
She's like, well,
know.
this is why we have to get all this shit together
So
so
if she
people
wants to get shit
won't
together,
make this
so that
choice.
at the end of the day, there's no reason to not. Like that's her path. And I'm like,
I can get down with
amen.
that. I can get down with that.
That's why I said, I can do that pro life. I mean, at the end of the day, pro life and pro choice are not two separate sides of the
No.
same. Like they're not even on the opposite
Because
end.
you will find that most people, a lot of people who are pro-choice, personally probably would never get an abortion,
Like
but will don't want to take that away from other people.
that's it. It's like the choice of like, hey, you know
It's
what?
not my decision to
It's
do
your
something for
choice
you.
versus I would no one
My
should.
personal choice does not impact what I think
Like
you should do.
exactly. That's how I think I look at religion. I'm like, whatever I believe,
Should
because
not
I
impact
mean,
anybody
like
else's life
I,
but
and that's
mine.
why, oh, the best part of my favorite thing right now is looking at all the things that, you know, we say is the separation of church and state, right? But then you like, they said, and I think it was, might have been Texas or something, because it's one of those places where I was like, this is perfect. But, you know, of course, they teach about like religious and religion and different things. They were like, there's a after school Christian club. And I think there was an after school Satanist club that wanted to
Them
join. And
Satanists,
they
I let me
were
tell you
like,
something.
no. And I said, well, let's just be clear.
Let me tell you how much I love Satanists because they will jump in to any time a state tries to push a certain religion and be like, well, if you can have a Christian club, you can have a Satan club. Because the point of
And they're
separation
like,
of church
man,
and
forget
states is you're
that.
not supposed to put one religion above any of the others. It's freedom of religion
Freedom of religion without consequence.
in no state sponsored religion. So therefore you're like, okay, if this church can get recognized, my organization can get recognized.
Okay,
And
so
it
y'all are able
shows
to do
very
this. Okay, so
quickly,
we have these Satanist coloring books, and they're
it
just like,
shows
fuck
so quickly
that.
what the true intentions are.
Or
So
not even
quickly.
that, just even in, I think it was in. It was around here. It was either PG, Montgomery County. It was either Montgomery County or Virginia. And I don't remember, but like the Islam, they wanted the Islamic holidays to be recognized,
In
which
Montgomery
they
County.
had in
That was
Montgomery
Montgomery
County.
County.
And they decided instead, we're just going to take away
They're
all of them.
all just going to be days
They're
off
all
now.
going to be days off, as opposed to, but they're still
Recognize
going to
it.
have the same days off for the Christian holidays. They're just not going to call them that.
It's not
So
going to
it's
be a
now
Christmas
just,
break or
it's
anything.
now not Christmas break. It's just the winter break. And I said, that is the kind of shit that makes people hate religion, because at the end of the day, what's a couple of more days? And that's actually just what is wrong with saying.
Well, we've always had Yom Kippur off.
Exactly. Well, that Judeo-Christian. We're a Judeo-Christian country
We're not,
that
by the way,
no. We're
but
a Judeo-Christian country by thought.
yeah, I was say by
By thought.
practice, by actual implementation, guys, that was not the
We're
purpose.
only by thought. We believe so, like Judeo-Christian, yeah, we get Yom Kippur. And you know, like I remember when I was in when I went to
Rosh
NYU,
Hashanah.
like when I went to NYU in my internship, I actually worked in predominantly Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. That's where I actually that's actually why I can eat not like I know kosher so well, because the places around there, that was where I ate my lunch. And so I was like, so like explain this to me. Like this isn't cheese, because it's meat and cheese don't like, you know,
Nope, they
dairy and
can't touch.
cheese, they don't touch. So I'm like, but you just told me this is a steak and cheese egg roll, so I need you to tell me how.
I watched a very interesting episode of Love It or List It one time, and they were redoing a kitchen for an Orthodox Jewish couple, and they gave them like two separate like different sides of the kitchen. Like
Oh,
this is for your
yeah.
kosher, so
Oh,
you could cook everything
I
here.
on TikTok, there's like some people have separate refrigerators.
Yep.
Like it's like depending on how it works. I mean, and I love learning. The
It's
thing for me about it
fascinating.
is
I
that
took a very good, in high school, we had a world religions class and it was
we did
amazing.
too.
It
And
was
I think that's
amazing.
the other thing. I think at the end of the day, I want Brendan. I want all of our children, to be honest, learn about all religions, because the
Yep.
thing is that there's so much more than just Christianity, and there's so much more than,
Buddhism
like,
is
it's so
so
much more than the
enticing.
big three that we talk about, okay?
Buddhism
There's,
looks like a really
yes.
cool religion.
Yeah.
Hinduism looks really cool.
And you know what it is that I think I've always been raised by, and this is why it was so easy for me to like understand and put it into my mind. I live by principles. So every religion has a principle of karma. You reap what you sow is what they call it in Christianity, and either in Hinduism
Karma.
or Buddhism, and I can't remember which one, so I'm not going to like specifically quote, but it's karma. I think it's
Yeah.
Buddhism,
I think it's Buddhism.
but you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm like,
And I think
that's a
in
concept
Hinduism,
that no matter
it's both
what,
of them. It's reincarnation.
yeah, reincarnation is in both. But like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you reap what you sow. Well, I don't know. That's called karma. Okay. Like, calm down. Look, calm down. That's same difference. So
Well,
when we get into that, like, I live by the tenets of do good to
do
others.
on to
Like,
others.
yes, do unto others. Don't do bad shit and don't be a shitty person. Like, whatever religion follows that, then I'm okay with them.
That is how we're going to end the episode. Don't do bad shit and don't be a shitty
Like, period.
person.
And
Period. That's
bad
it.
shit is not like a gray area. There's a
No,
very
you know what's good and
wide,
bad. Don't do
there's a
bad
big
shit.
ass line between good and bad.
Don't be a shitty person. Don't do bad shit. And then you're good.
And you're
You're
good.
good. And
Just every day that you
raise your
wake up, try to
kids.
be a good person.
Raise your kids to not do bad
And
shit
raise
and
your
to
kids
not
to
be
not be
shitty people.
shitty people. If you raise your kids to not be shitty people and to just do good where they could do good or bad, you've raised a good member of society. Amen. Thank you. Blessed be.
With that, with charades, she definitely did a cross, y'all. With that, we would love to hear your takes on religion. I'm sure y'all have comments. Please don't come for me, y'all. I'm perfectly secure in my spiritual life, so don't
And I
come
know that
for
this episode,
me.
like, it was just like a lot of us just like trying to conceptualize, because religion is definitely
It's
like such a
personal. It's a
tough,
very
it's a touchy
personal.
subject. So you're
Yeah.
like, I don't know how to say this. We
So
want to hear you say
I'm a
it.
heathen, according to Sheree, but we would love to hear your takes on it. You can always let us know in the comments on Instagram. We are sure there's a conversation happening right now. You can always email us if you want to keep it more on the personal side. We love to hear emails from you guys. You can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. You can, if you want to see all the foolishness that happens behind the scenes, you can join our Patreon on our Sip Squad at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. Make sure that you are following, rating, and reviewing the show. The rating and the reviewing is what helps us the most. It helps new people find the show. And we love having conversations like this. And we love hearing people's thoughts about the conversations that we have. So, of course, we want more people to hear the foolishness of all the things that we have to say. So make sure that you're rating, reviewing, and following the show. And with that being said, until next time, guys, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.